And I'm now joined by Kelly Brook. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Lovely to see you.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, you make quite a lot of headlines anyway, but now when you have a an autobiography out, you're everywhere.
I know.
How is that?
Well, it's a blessing and a curse, isn't it, really? I guess you don't want to bring out a book that's boring and no one really wants to read or be interested in. So I guess the more controversy it creates, the better in a way. But yeah, I was kind of it wasn't expected, to be honest, that level of interest.
Because I mean,
and debate.
Yeah, exactly. But you're someone who doesn't normally like talking about what goes on in your life in interviews.
No, I do not. I don't talk about anything, and I never have. And I think that is possibly why it's got so much attention, because, you know, I've had so many things happen and played out in the media, and I've never really kind of voiced my opinion on that or ever wanted to or felt like I needed to put my point of view across or share my feelings on it. So I've never really trash talked anyone. And so in my book, it was an opportunity just to go, right, okay, you want to know, this is it. It's like, I feel like I've vomited all over myself.
I mean, what was that like? Were you nervous when
it
all
came
out?
Yeah, I was incredibly nervous. Like, when I was first approached to do a book, I thought, okay, so how can I do this in a fun way? Like, I'm not really one of those kind of, you know, downbeat people that just, I don't know, I didn't want to write like a misery memoir. I wanted to write something fun that was humorous and interesting and had, you know, was an insight into how crazy my life can be sometimes. And so I started thinking about like my career and, you know, why I got into modelling and how that has kind of taken me on this journey. And I realised that as a little girl, you know, my dreams and ambitions and all the things I wanted to do kind of changed when I started developing into a woman. So like when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a ballerina, and it's just how like my life changed dramatically once I grew boobs.
Yeah.
And so I thought, why don't I write it from the perspective of my breasts? That's a genius idea. And that way I can kind of hide behind that. So that's how I started the book. And then I took it to the publishers and they said, well, that's interesting and it's funny, but you know, we really want to know about that story in Heat magazine last week and what you feel about that. And I was like, oh gosh, really? Is that all people are interested in? And it seems really that is what people are interested in. People want to know how I felt when this particular thing happened. So I just addressed everything from what I could see in the last 15 years that's been in the public domain and heavily documented, whether it be personal, private, whatever it was. And I thought, right, I'll just, you know, tell everyone how I feel about that situation and how I feel it went down from my point of view and my perspective. And that way I can draw a line under it and move on, because I've got enough distance from certain things now that, you know, I feel quite happy about talking about it. I'm, you know, I don't have any real relationships with these certain people. I don't feel like I've got to protect anybody. And yeah, it was quite cathartic doing it, I have to say.
I was going to say, and to put your side across, because people write about you all the time. They talk about you all the time. And so it was actually nice for you to go, well, this is actually, you know, how I feel about this.
Yeah.
Talking about it has ended up creating more news stories. So obviously recently, off the back of the interview that you did on this morning, people are saying, well, she's not, you said, oh, you know, I did, I've hit a couple of my boyfriends, and now people are saying, you aren't taking domestic violence properly, seriously. So I just thought, well, do you want to put your side across about that? Because I think it's
well, my book was never about domestic violence. It was never about, it was just an honest opinion. It was just an honest overview of my life and things that have happened. You know, I'm not here to, you know, point fingers at everyone else and everyone else's faults and shortcomings. I wanted to also put my shortcomings in there and things I've done wrong. I've never said it was right to do that. I never once said that. And it was important that it was in the book, because, you know, I have made mistakes, and I wouldn't be being honest if I didn't put it in there. But it's not, I'm not saying it's right. I've never said that. And I think sometimes, I think my personality as well, because I'm quite giggly and upbeat, and sometimes the way I talk about things isn't, you know, maybe I'm not serious enough, and I kind of maybe, I don't know, maybe I was a bit naive and I maybe should have taken that seriously. But I think, you know, something like this morning, you know, they always try and go in hard on a particular subject. And I knew that before I did the interview. And, you know, Philip really wanted to go there, but then he didn't really go there. So it was like, it was a bit tricky, you know. If he really wanted to have a serious conversation with me about domestic violence, then, you know, maybe we should have got someone else on the show as well, and we could have all had a proper debate about it. But it really wasn't, that really wasn't the interview. So I didn't know, I didn't really understand what he was trying to get at, to be honest, because I thought, are we really going to go there? Do you really actually want to go there, Philip? Because I'm happy to, but it wasn't really what I was briefed on, and it wasn't really, I didn't really think it was the place to have that conversation. So I was kind of a little bit, I expected him to go there, but not to the level he did. So it, I think everyone was a bit confused about how we should have dealt with it. It was, yeah. I think it was poor management on the producer's part. I think we should have all been properly briefed on something that was so serious, really.
Yeah. And yeah, again,
that's it, really.
No, and totally right. And again, like, you know, you've proved that you know exactly what you're talking about. Someone who you and I both know very well is Lee Francis, aka Keith Lemon, who's a good friend of yours.
Yes.
And he said, do you know what? When I first met Kelly, I sort of thought the same as, you know, a lot of other people, that you were just a bit, maybe, you know, the gorgeous girl with the big hair and boobs. And then I actually got to know and realised that she's actually a very, very intelligent girl who knows exactly what she wants. And also, you're a really good businesswoman. He said, I mean, literally, you could show Simon Cowell a thing or two.
Well, I don't know about that. Well, yeah, I mean, I love business. I love creating new opportunities and I'm quite creative and entrepreneurial. So I've always been like that. But
And you never, ever, like, you know, things happen and you move on. And you move on to something better as soon as, you know. So
if things don't work out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Off the back of Britain's Got Talent, you then went on and did a brilliant film. Mm. You've now landed completely on your feet in America doing a show with Ellen DeGeneres, which probably couldn't get much bigger and better over there.
Yeah.
You've said that you're quite happy to make that move to the US. Are you even happier now? You've written your book. Are you going to say goodbye to the UK?
No, it's not like, here's my book, up yours, everyone. See you later, I'm off to America. Although it kind of feels nice to feel like it's a bit... The timing of it's kind of interesting. But no, I mean, listen, the UK is my home. I love it here. I'd love to work on television here. You know, because of this persona I have in the media, sometimes it is hard to get good work here for me. I'll be really honest. And I do struggle with that. So I do have to go to America and pursue work, because there it's like there's no persona. I just basically go in as a professional actress, do the work, do the audition, get the job or don't get the job. So it does give you confidence when you do, like, get a job like I've got with like One Big Happy, and I'm able to go and work on a big network like that. So,
yeah.
So that's nice.
But with Ellen.
But I'd love to work here, but
well, maybe off
never
the back
works out.
Well, I'm sure. Like,
do
off
you know
the
what
back
it is?
Of that.
There's so few jobs here. There are so few TV jobs here, like mainstream kind of primetime jobs. There's a handful of women on television and there's so many girls trying to get those roles. So when you are in there, it is a bit of a catfight and you do feel like it's just not a nice environment. Whereas in America, it seems that there's a lot more opportunity and I don't get the same, I don't know, the same vibes in America that I get here. Like here, it's just like, I just feel it. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm not a competitive person. I feel like there's enough work for everybody. So, you know, it's no surprise to me that I don't last very long in these work environments.
But does it really matter when you can go to the States and get a job working with Ellen?
Well, I'm lucky I can. Well, I have no choice is what I'm saying. I have no choice. Mm. I have to go, you know. I was on Britain's Got Talent for 3 days and next thing you know, I'm gone. There's no reason. It's not like I can't do the job. It's just...
cattiness.
Well, I think so. Mm. I mean, yeah. I mean, I write about it in my book. Like Simon says, gosh, there's some really jealous people, you know. People didn't want you there.
Yeah.
That's it. He was on it. He wanted me there, but no one else did. So, you know, he has to work with these people. He has to listen to them, you know. It's not just his show, it's everyone, you know, all of them. So
such a shame.
I don't know.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a shame. I think, you know, I'm happy I'm in America, I don't care.
It's hot,
it's lovely, there's palm trees, you have craft service, it's fine. But I would love to come back and do more stuff in England. I love being in England. I love working on English television. You know, my favourite job was The Big Breakfast, and I'm yet to get a job like that again here. I don't think I ever will. There's nothing like that at the moment.
No.
It's all kind of format driven shows, isn't it? So I don't know. We'll see.
More stuff with Keith Lemon, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's fantastic.
He's genius.
Yeah.
And he's just on the up and up, you know, now mainstream on a Saturday night with Through the Keyhole.
And he's got
this
sketch show. Have you seen the sketch show?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
no.
He's shown me clips. It's outrageous. It's so brilliant.
So you may be featuring in...
I'd love to. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do, but yeah, it's brilliant.
And I just need to talk about your current fella, because you've had sort of, you know, different boyfriends in the past. Do you think you've finally found the one? You know, I was going to say like a cult. Everything's well documented about your love life, so and obviously that's all in the book.
God, what a strumpet I am. Yeah.
It's just that you just get talked about. Everyone else
get around a bit. Yeah. No, I'm 35. It's all right to have a couple of boyfriends. He's lovely. What do you want me to say? He's lovely.
Is he the one?
Oh, I can't
are you gonna
say
get
that.
We're engaged.
Yeah.
So are you going to get married when you go to America? Are you going to kind of do it over
I think
there?
We're going to do it here. I think we're going to do it at my house in spring next year, I think. That's kind of where we're at. But we change our minds all the time. Some days we're like, let's just run to Vegas and do it. Like, we don't know. But would he's lovely. I mean, did you watch him on Big Brother?
I did watch him on Big Brother.
I've never seen that show before. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
So happy you got voted out first. I thought, oh gosh, please, just get out of there.
Because it's getting worse. It's getting worse. Because I was quite surprised, you know, having sort of known you and interviewed you a few times, that when he went in, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's interesting. I wonder how you're feeling about that, because it's not something that you would normally get yourself involved in. And then I looked and you were like, it sparked this Twitter thing with you and Chanel Hayes, and I was like, this is not Kelly. What is going on?
I didn't even know who that was, by the way. I don't even know who that girl is. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I don't
Whatevs.
Know. Whatever. Yeah, yeah. I just thought it's just stupid. I think I responded like twice, and then it's like, it is like throwing a dog a bone, isn't it, when you do something like that? It's like, I was like, who is this woman? Like, literally, like, filling up my whole Twitter feed with this abuse. Like, I did, and obviously, I couldn't speak to David, so I didn't know what had happened or what this. I had no idea what it was all about.
Who this person is. Yeah. Maybe you were just in book mode. You were like, hang on, I've been talking about it. It's fine.
Because
I always thought with you, you were very clever, because you always used to keep your, you know, you do...
Rise above it.
Yeah, you totally did.
And then I just let my guard down. I know. Lepo told me. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, it was a bit of a boring day, though. We were just sitting around. I was signing millions of books, and then I just kept checking. I was like, oh
okay, yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing. I could fight all day long with people and have, like, witty comebacks and, you know... I can't do that. It's not really me. I could do it, but it's, I don't know. I've got other things to do.
Negative energy.
It's too
no
negative.
Point.
No.
Yeah. So will there be part two of the autobiography? Do you think? Are you going to go there?
50 Shades of Kelly, part two.
Well, there'll be loads more to talk about.
Yeah, David's not in my book, actually. I left him out. Because, you know, like I said, you've got to keep those things private, because they're current and, you know, protecting those things. But everyone else is fair game, yeah.
And final question. I don't know how your relationship is with Tom now. Obviously, you guys went through a hard time, which you read about in the
book. Evans?
Yeah,
oh,
Tom
okay.
Evans. Are you guys cool?
I've not spoken to him for years.
Really?
No. I wish him the best. Yeah, but no.
No.
I think it's healthier that way.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird how some people try to keep their boyfriends as friends. I've never been able to do that.
No.
That's it. It's not happening.
I'm focused on one man, and that's my fiancé. I don't need the friendship of other men. Thank you very much.
Fair enough. Apart from Keith Levin.
Well, yeah, but he's not really a man, is he?
No.
he's a man child.
It's always so weird, because, like, when I talk to him and I interview him as Keith, I'm like, but this is kind of Lee. It's just bizarre.
It kind of bleeds into one or the other.
Keith Lemon's taken over his life.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kelly Brook, as always, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the Green Room tonight. I think probably one of our most interesting and funniest guests we've had for a very long time.
Oh,
thank you.
Thanks. Thanks.
It's true. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
what
darling.
We're going to have a couple of. One more interview after this.
Okay.
And then
here.
In this room. Yep. Yeah. And then Planet Rock are just going to do a quick.